Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
All right, welcome back. Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish with you here. You're listening live to us, of course, iHeartRadio, the FNTSY app, TuneIn Radio, all across the world, fantasysportsnetwork.com as well. And joining us to talk a little baseball here on the show is relief pitcher of the New York Yankees, Tommy Cainley, joins us. What a year he is having, 1.52 earned run average, 34 strikeouts, 23 innings. He joins us now live. Tommy, thanks so much for being part of the show today. Good afternoon.
Hey, Craig. Thank you. No problem.
I appreciate you coming on, Tommy. So let's kind of just dive into the season here a little bit with the Yankees, and of course, this is now your third full season with them, and a strange year. You guys are having a great year. You're having a great year personally, but bit by the injury bug quite a bit. Is this the most injuries you've ever seen on a team since playing in the big leagues?
Yeah, I'd have to say so. It's been a whirlwind with the injuries this beginning of the season and stuff, so it's pretty crazy to see all of it.
Yeah, and I think that at some point you guys will be able to get back a lot of these players healthy, especially Stanton and Judge and some of the others. But Tommy, could you speak to kind of the players that you do have on the roster that have picked up other players when the guys have been hurt?
Yeah, I think the collection of the guys that have picked up while we've had our guys hurt, it's been a culmination of just gritty guys, grinders, just guys trying to do anything they can to get us some wins here.
Tommy, let's talk about pitching here a little bit. Before the season, the Yankees assembled what we would call one of the best bullpens in baseball, and for the most part, it has really turned out that way between you and Zach Britton, Adam Ottavino, Aroldis Chapman, certainly all you guys are having fantastic years. What's it like sitting next to those guys after the fifth and sixth inning, just kind of wondering who's going to get the call?
It's fun, man. We're down there. We hang out. We goof around sometimes. It's just we're part of the bullpen. But, around like the fourth, fifth inning when the game starts to get a little more tight and stuff, we're all kind of, doing our routines, everything we got to do to get ready. But we do kind of, feed off each other. It's fun to be around these guys.
Tommy Cainley is with us, relief pitcher for the New York Yankees. In 27 games, he's putting up an unbelievable season, 1.52 earned run average, 34 strikeouts in 23 innings. One of the other players, Tommy, on your squad that has really picked things up, and I knew him here a little bit in South Florida, Tommy, was Domingo Germán, who, look, just wins and losses alone without looking at the other numbers, it's just staggering. 9-1 on the season. His ERA is 3.6, 71 strikeouts in 64 innings, and you have an opportunity every fifth day to watch him pitch. If you wouldn't mind kind of taking me through what has worked for him, and also as a follow-up, did you see this happening when you saw him in spring training?
Yeah, I mean, watching him every day, you see this young kid. He's got an electric arm. His stuff is incredible. And over the last few years, you've seen him and it's there. It just, to me this year, it looks like more of a maturity for him. And it looks like he's starting to put it all together. And he's just using all of his pitches. His curveball especially has been dynamic. It's one of the best pitches in the big leagues for sure. And I think he's just growing up as a pitcher. And he's learning how to, use his pitches in certain counts with certain hitters. And it's been a pleasure to watch him.
Yeah, Domingo Germán this season, 10 strikeouts per nine. He's just 26 years old, and the Yankees, of course, off to a great start, even missing a lot of different players. Tommy, one more pitcher I wanted to ask you about, because this does look like potentially the end of the road for CC Sabathia at the end of the season. But if this is the way that he goes out, what a year to go out, compiling all the strikeouts, a 3.61 earned run average. And arguably, he could be a Hall of Famer. I don't know what your thoughts are on that, but despite the injury that he had recently, he's put together a nice year for you guys.
Yeah, especially, yep, that's for sure. Being the leader on the team, we all look to him, and it's nothing but special to watch him every year go out and just continue to put up the numbers. And for sure, in my mind, he's no doubt a Hall of Famer. He's the third lefty all time to even put up 3,000 strikeouts. And there's a small list of guys that have even done that. So it's pretty special to see him every day, be around him. And it's just, it's something special, the nostalgia that he brings to this club. And I think it's definitely special to see him go out this way.
Tommy Canley is with us. Tommy, you pitched for the Rockies and then the White Sox, and then you've come over to the Yankees, and you're arguably putting up maybe the best season of your career. When players get traded to the Yankees, usually one of two things happen, as you know. Either they become stars on the Yankees, they're playing on the biggest stage with the most pressure, or sometimes they kind of go the other way, as we've seen in the past, and they can't handle the pressure, and sometimes they get shipped out and moved. Is that a fair assessment to when a player goes to the Yankees that usually one of two things happens? And were you prepared to make that leap a couple of years ago when you got traded there?
Yeah, I mean, you could argue that, you know, there's one of two ways when you come to the Yankees. And I just, especially when I came here, I knew just growing up in New York that what playing for the Yankees means and how big of a deal it is. So, I mean, I've always wanted to play on the big stage, and I think it's a mindset thing too as well. It's just, if you come here, you have to be mentally prepared, and it could be a tough place to play, but it can be one of the best places to play for sure.
Yeah, and what a great start it has been for the Yankees, and right now with them having players like Miguel Andujar and Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton, Troy Tulowitzki, Greg Bird, Luis Severino. I could just keep going on and on. It doesn't seem to matter. The Yankees just don't miss a beat. You know, the other thing that we talk about, Tommy, quite a bit just on shows are fantasy sports. And aside from baseball, are you someone that in the off season will sit down and watch either college or pro football? I mean, how much attention do you pay to that when the season's over?
Quite a bit, even during season.
are you in any fantasy football leagues, like keeper leagues or anything like that?
Not any keeper leagues, but I do have this league I've been playing with my friends for about, I think we're going on 13 years now. Mm. But I'm in anywhere from 3 to 5 fantasy leagues, so I do a lot of research.
Okay, have you started that, or do you wait until like for me, it's because I talk so much baseball, Tommy. I usually wait till July or August. But with you, what I've noticed, Tommy, let's be honest, is baseball players just get sick of talking about baseball, and they want to talk about football, and they want to talk about some other things. So give me like a start date for you when you know that you have to either pop online or. In the old days, we would get a magazine, maybe, you know, still do that. I'm not sure.
Right.
But when does that start?
For me, to be honest, I actually did a mock draft a few weeks ago. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
Most of the guys thought I was crazy.
No. All right. So let's get into that a little bit. So what pick did you have? Do you remember in the mock what pick you had?
I think it was like 8 or 9.
Okay. And who did you end up taking with your first pick?
Who did I go with? I want to say it was DeAndre Hopkins.
Okay. Well, I mean, look, you can't go wrong with him. 100 catches.
No, and definitely can't go wrong.
A good. You know, there was some news. Let me ask you this. There was some news that came out today from I believe it was may have been Ian Rappaport or NFL.com about how Todd Gurley is forcing himself to lose some weight because there is some concern that there's something wrong with that knee. Would you be comfortable taking Todd Gurley in a first round or even maybe at this point second round scenario, or are you scared off?
Yeah, I think, to be honest, I think I'm scared off this year. I had him last year, and his touches down the end of the run there really kind of messed up my playoff push in one of my leagues. So. It's tough, especially with that kind of injury, you know, him being a running back. It's, for me, I think I'm going to be shied away from him this year.
Okay. Well, any running back tips that you could give early on? I mean, I think the obvious ones are known, but you have kids who were just drafted in the NFL draft, like Montgomery and Snell and some other running backs. Are you like a 2 running back quick guy, or would you go like wide receiver running back early on? How do you kind of go through that?
Yeah. I think it's more just the value that's there. I like to try to take the top value that's around. But if there are some kids that just got drafted, I'm pretty high on. I mean, obviously, being an Eagles fan, I really like the Sanders kid. But I don't know how much burn he's going to get with Jordan Howard there as the lead bull. But I do like how you brought up Montgomery. I've been high on him since he was at Iowa State.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty interested. Yeah.
He could be good. Well, listen, Tommy, here's the thing is that there's a bunch of guys around the league, actually, that I'm involved in some dynasty leagues with. So if you ever want, you know, you can, you know, we'll get in touch. You could pop on. You could play against me and some of the other guys. You'd be surprised how many people are playing in some of these leagues. I'm sure you know because the clubhouse leagues go on every year. But
yeah.
I will tell you this: the co-champion of the Miami Marlins fantasy league last year was the guy you're talking to right now with his partner. Now the current catcher of the Philadelphia Phillies. I don't want to reveal any more information on that, but that is indeed the championship. But listen, congratulations on a great start to the season for sure, and hopefully you guys get healthy and Cub fantasy football season will pick your brain for some of your sleepers. Okay.
Yeah, for sure. Love it.
All right, appreciate it.
Thanks,
Tommy,
much.
For coming on. Thanks for coming on, Tommy Canely, relief pitcher for the New York Yankees, joining us here on FNTSY.